Coming up next on Free Radio, the December 26th, 24th edition of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides. We are going to be flashing back in this edition to the July 21st, 2005 show. There'll be a focus on the censorship happening against radio station, local AM right-wing radio station, KSCO, by the sheriff's office, the county sheriff's office in Santa Cruz. At that point, or I should say in that situation, Mark Tracy sent one of his deputies to pressure the station not to air the commentary of regular broadcaster or regular opinion broadcaster Richard Quigley, who you've heard on my show before. Hearing the shutdown of the San Diego pirate radio station, its raid, and various commentary by folks down there in San Diego. And rounding all this off, I'll be talking about censorship at Santa Cruz City Council. Next up, it's Bob Patton of the Homeless Rights Organization, who describes his experience trying to present civil rights concerns around the homeless to the SEIU union, which included the park rangers, who apparently wanted to continue their depredations against homeless people, taking their property, ticketing them for resting or sleeping in park areas, even when they had no legal places to go. This, of course, was back in 2005. And, of course, it's still going on now in 2025, although they have somewhat more facilities for some of the homeless community. You'll hear backer Becky Johnson calling in and speaking about her exclusion from the Free Radio Santa Cruz collective, and also Kate Wells, the attorney, discussing that situation. Activist Steve Argue weighs in on the SEIU's vote to continue supporting the sleeping ban, and I think he and I both talk about censorship and my arrest at City Council by Mike Rotkin for trying to speak on one of the agenda items that Rotkin did not allow me to speak of through his opportune change in the council's rules. Kate Wells reappears to talk about Jerry Henry's situation on trial for being an unwanted person in public in front of the Aptos Rancho Del Mar Shopping Center's coffee roasting company. And Dr. Frank Lucido, a fighter for cannabis rights and the right to use medications of one's choice, weighs in on a memorial vigil, which he talks about. Then we also go then to a discussion of the city's attempt to seize the OW property downtown on Pacific Avenue. Again, more from Kate Wells on the Rancho Del Mar scene, again with Jerry Henry. And we ended up with a kind of a bit of a blurb of the beginning of Uncle Dennis's show. That's Dennis Davey, the now dead broadcaster who was one of the foundational pillars of Free Radio Santa Cruz. Tip of the hat to you, Uncle Dennis.